There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Friday the 30th of September. I'm Lachlan, head podcasting intern, sitting in for Charles and Dom today. Now, if you're not from New South Wales, you might not be aware it's a long weekend this weekend, with Monday being a public holiday. But because a long weekend sometimes isn't long enough, Charles and Dom have both taken today off, quote, sick, quote. Don't fret though, they'll be back on Tuesday with Sammy Shah, so look forward to that. Sickies aside, today is also a very special day, dear listener, for another reason. Today is the last day of an important religious festival, a massive cultural celebration by Australians all over, ranging from anywhere between 35 and 45 years old. Today is the last day of Triple J's Requestival. If you missed yesterday's episode with Triple J God Michael Hing, or Hingers, I'll explain quickly. Hingers talks about Requestival, which is a great tradition where for 1 week, the only songs that get played on Triple J are listener requests, which got me thinking we should do our version of that. Like our version of Requestival, little Triple J joke there. So if you'll indulge me, dear listener, and you have to, I would like to announce today as the first ever Chaser Report Music Requestival. Ooh, fanfare, yeah, that's sick, cool. For today and today only, we'll be playing nothing but listener requests for Chaser Report songs, because that's all I have the rights to. So go ahead, text in your song requests to our hotline. Our number is 0419-282-188, which is the Chaser's work number. If a guy named Charles texts you back, that's just a glitch. Keep trying. To kick us off, though, I thought I'd play one of my favourite songs from the year that we had on the podcast. If we're doing Chaser Report music, it would be an unforgivable sin to not start off with a song by Gabby Bolt. So here we go, an ode to the most important skid mark in Australian history. Take it away, Gabby.
I back myself, I want you to back me, the lefty cucks. Can't you just drop it? It's been so long, 20 years I have copped it. The Sharkies that won got the bid, I got on it. Haven't you had a night where you did something rotten? Jelly, please, can you come and help? I'm an Engadine Maccas and I shat myself. Oh, if you could bring some pants and a new belt.
Yes, we love to keep things nice and lowbrow here on The Chaser Report. If you've just tuned in, I'm Lachlan. You're joining us at The Chaser's first ever and probably only Requestival. Don't sue us, please, Triple J, where you can request your favourite songs as long as they're by us. That was Gabby Bolt's Divinyls cover, Shat Myself, which is both the name of the song and what we did in the office when Gabby pitched the concept Very funny stuff. If you'd like to pitch your own song for our requestival, text in to 0419-282-188. We haven't had any song requests in yet, but we have had plenty of people requesting more Gabby on the show, which I'm sure we'll have more of whenever she's done dominating the musical comedy industry or whatever. Also, Gabby, if you're listening, you left a Dare Ice coffee in the fridge, and I'm wondering if it's cool for me to take that. Cheers. Now back to the music. If you've come today to look for Scott Morrison-themed anthems, you've come to the right place. Up next, another hit, one that I'm privileged to say I got to be a part of putting together. It's an honour to get to write music for some of the somber moments in history. When you're farewelling sometimes the only way you can possibly say that is with a song. Though, admittedly, it's not always a goodbye as much as it is a good riddance.
Another election done, it's time to hit the road. Your trail is starting where the bloody hell to go. Now you're not PM, you'll have plenty of free time. Given your history, though, you'll probably be fine. It was totally predictable you wouldn't win this fight, so I hope you booked a ticket to Hawaii. So long to photo ops of you doing the highway. Enjoy the curries and steer clear of Ingerden. Work hard to keep your dodgy mates off trial. We'll miss the call and that smuggy fucking smile. Next time you go on holidays when the country is on fire, remember you can gain your wife.
You know, I don't hold a hose, mate.
If you have a go in this country, you'll get a go.
How good is Gladys Lou?
How good's Trevor Evans?
How good is Gladys Berejiklian?
A former Afghani. How good's that?
This is cold. Don't be afraid.
I've answered your question. I said no.
Well, I've already answered the first question on several occasions, so I don't propose to do that again.
Well, I just reject the premise of the question.
But I've already made my comment.
You said that it was not a race, and now you're first in line. I hope you don't just blame this on your wife.
If you have a go, you get a go. How good's mum?
Australia's taking wickets in the bars.
Yes, something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you don't just blame this on your wife.
Now, I'm not going to pretend to you that I go out each day and I buy a litre of milk. I'm not going to pretend to you that I do that.
No, Scott, you'd never pretend anything at all, and you'd certainly never tell a lie. That was How Good Riddance, our tribute and farewell to Mr. Morrison, with none other than our editor, actually, Cam Smith, on the vocals. The man is an absolute polymath, so you can imagine how upset everyone was to discover he can sing as well. Cam forwards his apologies to the fans of Green Day, although I'm not sure why he thinks that necessary. Now, I don't know about you, but I got a bit teary there listening to that one. Certainly was not the time of our lives, but we wish Scott all the best in his future as a Hillsong motivational speaker. Now, we're still taking requests here for songs at the Chaser Report's Requestival. Text in at 0419-282-188. But there is a text here asking a question. It says, when you guys have to write the election results songs, how do you know who's going to win? Do you write two songs, or was it just easier to rig the election? Thanks, Satan from Adelaide. Thanks, Satan, for texting in. We always knew that you were a fan of the show. Now, it's a good question, because at The Chaser, we have to plan for all outcomes, no matter how sour. So we did actually have two songs prepared for the results on election day. Thankfully, we got to release the one that we wanted to. That said, I am honored to share with everyone our next song, which takes a look at an alternate timeline. So join me, if you will, in the multiverse of sadness and take a glimpse at what you would have heard if the election had gone a different way.
Scott. Well, good for you, Scott. We're so glad you get to keep your job. Here's to 3 more years of stupid fucking photo ops. Remember not to take your mask off the next time you will. How about you go and celebrate at Engadine? Or maybe spend $1 billion on another submarine? Just make sure to say it's all for Jen and the girls. How good are you for knowing not to shoot at women? Or just sing at Parliament House? I'm sure nobody behind your back is ever texting. You're a damn sociopath. Under all the cold, the rocks, the lies. Ignoring whatever Potter was up to. You're clearly a dickhead who got re-elected. Scott, how good are you? Maybe next time you're in Hawaii, don't blame the vacation on your wife. And maybe next time that there's a fire, just give holding a hose a try. Well, good for you for learning to fake empathy. But why do you need a coach to do that? Why are you trying so hard to handshake that lady? Like a damn sociopath. For someone who's never told a lie. It's also not your job to tell the truth. You got re-elected, I really don't get it. Scott, how good are you? Well, good for you, don't shit yourself again at Engadine.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
Thank you again, Gabby Bolt. That was our parody of Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You, which we suitably titled How Good For You. Whatever you want to call it, though, that song absolutely goes off. The energy that we put into it was just all of the angst that we could find at the concept of Scott Morrison having another 3 years in power. And let me tell you, it got angsty fast. Funny story about that song, actually. Gabby recorded it in her parents' basement in Bathurst because she was up there to vote. Since Gabby wasn't in the office for this recording, for the writing session, someone had to put together a guiding track, and I ended up having to be that someone. Now, I'm not usually allowed to sing in the office, so for the sake of humiliation and keeping standards low, here is the best 5 seconds from that.
Why you trying so hard to handshake that lady like a damn sociopath? Someone who's never told a lie.
Needless to say, we've never been more thankful for having Gabby Bolt as part of the team. Apologies to the bosses and Acast for the 12,000 viewers that we just lost. All right, now in the spirit of stealing from Triple J, let's double down. Hottest 100 for last year was won by none other than The Wiggles singing a funny cover of Tame Impala's Elephant. We've all heard it, so I don't need to play it. Also, I'm not allowed to. But if The Wiggles can be on Triple J and do a song, then The Chaser can definitely do a parody of Triple J doing a parody of a Wiggles song. So before you get lost in the Ouroboros that is this entire concept of an episode, here's the interns singing Wiggle songs.
Announcing a brand new album from The Wiggles, personally approved by Matt Canavan. Reimagining all your favourite Wiggles songs.
Toot toot chugga chugga coal powered car. We'll get emissions going up real far. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, coal powered car. We're gonna burn the ozone down.
Just to work
has pronouns in his bio. Jeff's to work. He owns a keep cup. Jeff's to work. You're ruining all the fun now.
Jeff's to work.
He needs to shut up. Hands in the air.
Keep them right there.
I'm the police.
Get on the ground.
The only family-friendly album that teaches real family values.
Fruit salad, keep them separate. Fruit salad, God's against it. Fruit salad, it's unnatural. If we let the gays get married, who knows what they'll do next?
There's two genders, there's two genders. There's two genders, there's two genders. There's two genders, there's two genders. Don't get offended. In these wiggles, only one is represented.
Everybody now! No abortions, no abortions. No abortions, no abortions.
No Wiggle abortions, all the way no back abortions. To the 1950s abortions. With Matt Canavan's abortions, Wiggles abortions, album. Abortions.
And that was the second last song we'll be playing for the Chasers Triple J's Requestival Chaser Requestival Festival. I don't know what's going on either. Look, we're going to drop the act entirely, and I'm just going to get down to business. I've been talking about Triple J. I've been talking about Requestival. I've been talking about songs, blah, 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 blah. You're probably wondering, if you've made it this far, why do we at the Chaser care? And why should you care? And why have I wasted 15 minutes doing this? To answer that question, we have to go back in time all the way to earlier in the year when a weird little man with a million jobs and no work to do ran the country. And we made a song for that man using nothing but his own words. Cole Makes Me Come by The Chaser featuring Scott Morrison. It was a hit. We broke the iTunes charts. You probably remember DJs in clubs played it everywhere, and Don McLean said that it was the day that music died again. We at The Chaser were very excited by this. We finally made it into a lucrative part of the entertainment industry and could quit satire entirely. We had big dreams, and we wanted this song to get into the year's hottest 100, because if the Wiggles could do it, then so could we. Or so we thought. Apparently, to get on the Hottest 100 voting list, your song has to be played at least once on Triple J. Now, because of reasons that rhyme with the PM can't say blunt on radio, Triple J refused to play our lovely Cole Makes Me Come ditty. And our dreams were shattered there. We would never win Hottest 100 because it wouldn't get played. Ever. Until now. If you're listening to this podcast, you're clearly into doing favors for The Chaser, so if you could just do one more. Today is the last day of Requestival. This podcast comes out at 4 a.m. Requestival starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 10 p.m. This is the last day for you to submit your request to the mighty Radio Triple J deities and ask them to play Cole Makes Me Come by The Chaser. So go download the Triple J Radio app, request that song, and if we're lucky, if we're really, really lucky, the chances of us winning Hottest 100 will skyrocket from zero up to almost one. I thank you in advance for your participation. We're going to play one last song to finish the day. This one goes to fans of Cole, Come, and completely forgetting about Scott Morrison. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you on Tuesday.
Fuck you and your family, the essential services you rely on. Right now, as a criminal, the thing I love is corruption. Fuck you. Other cunts facing floods and the bushfires when disasters strike. Like, ready to go. We're on vacation in Hawaii. Cold makes me hard. Cold makes me come. My dick is always hard, but cold, and it's only getting harder. Cold makes me hard. Cold makes me come. But the thing I love about cold is it doesn't run away in a disaster. All loads build up, and when those loads build up, well, we know what happens. It makes me hard when I think about cold. New South Wales used to party hard, and we ended all of that. So we could have more coal. They're destroying the fun. I want you cunts to know. I am a criminal with a capital C. I love coal. I am a criminal.
Mr.
I want to destroy the world. Coal makes me hard. Coal makes me come. My dick is always hard to coal. And it's only just a gut. clowns to die. China, being racist, get me paid. It's Australia's fault that I'm such a cunt. This election is a choice of the destroying of lives. People would die. Attention's genocide. I think we're going to have to move on.
Sure.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.